I'm looking here, and I want to let you hear this, all of you hear this, when we talk about the situation that we all find ourselves in Northern Ireland. You might remember a story the Nolan Show covered last week about children who couldn't get school places in their local area. And the principal of Bangor Academy had called for extra school places as they had been left no choice but to turn families away. And you might also remember last week it was then subsequently announced that 40 extra places would be granted for that school, along with 19 extra places for Strangford College. There's a little girl, an 11-year-old, called Hannah, who has written an open letter about her situation. And Hannah wants you all. She's an 11-year-old child. She wants you all to hear the letter she has written. So this is her own voice expressing her own words.
I wrote this letter just to myself, really, in my diary, just trying to get my feelings out. I would like the Department of Education to see this letter. Dear Sir, my name is Hannah Ball. I am 11 years old and one of the 313 unlucky ones who on the 19th of May did not receive a school. You offered me two schools, Mavilla and St. Columbus. But if I liked those schools, I would have put them on my list. May I add that I had five schools down on my list. The emotions I felt on Saturday were unbearable, bearing in mind I am only 11 and worked so hard for my AQE, despite being dyslexic. To put any 11-year-old through this is awful. Would you put your child through this? I'm not just a name on a page, and I will stay strong for as long as I have to. Just think of how many children's lives you've messed with. I have two older sisters, and growing up, watching them go through big school made me excited for the day where I would take that step into big school. Not just any school, but a school on my list, and unless you do something, I might not have that happy school. I have been through some hard times, like any child, but you have made my hard times worse. My biggest message I want you to know is that I am not just a name on a page. I am human, and I have feelings too. Thank you for your time. Yours faithfully, Hannah Ball.
There's not one politician in the country, Brian, who has the power to get government to help children like her, because there is no government.
Exactly, and that's what our children are looking forward to, Stephen, because these people can't agree with each other. These people set themselves these red lines and then they force themselves into corners because their mouths open before they think. And it's always been like that in Northern Ireland, but for a long time we've been able to laugh at it and tolerate it and say, oh, listen, those idiots again up in the hill. But this is starting to get serious. This is affecting everybody's lives. But the DUP, Sinn Féin, are all still getting their wages. And even if you cut the wages down to 50%, Sinn Féin will still be getting their full wages because of the way they work on a working wage.
If I extrapolate on what you've just said, the DUP, Sinn Féin, and every other MLA in this country, they're still getting their wages, and that little 11-year-old girl can't get a school place.
Now, my 11-year-old,
like, she still,
her letter
she still doesn't have a school place around where she would like to go, to this very moment.
That's
so she's screaming out into the ether, if you like, because there's nobody can help her.
Yeah, Stephen, that Saturday morning was a very important Saturday morning for all 11-year-olds. In fact, my 11-year-old was up at 6 o'clock in the morning, nervous, in case he didn't get to school. My heart goes out to that child and all the other children who can't even get a place because of the incompetence of Northern Ireland.
The Education Authority would no doubt say, the Department of Education, would no doubt say that there is a school place for every child in Northern Ireland. But you know how the debate goes. It's where that place is. Brian, thank you for your call. Glenn in Portadown. Morning, Glenn.
Hiya, Stephen. I was just what you were discussing there. I actually am going through something similar to, well, exactly, basically what you were discussing there about places for my son, basically. He's 5 years old. He is now going into, well, he's supposed to go into P2. He's in mainstream school at the minute. He has been statemented. The school psychologist, the paediatrician, the speech therapist, everybody's all singing off the same hymn sheet and saying he needs to go to a special school. Now, they're more or less saying that, you know, we'd be very surprised if he doesn't get in. We got a letter there last Friday saying that he has been refused. They haven't given us any placement. I've actually been to my local MLA and they're actually on the case to see why.
Who's your local MLA?
It's Doug Beattie. They're looking into it. Now, the reason why I have phoned up today is because I totally get where that wee girl's coming from. It's very distressing. I mean, anybody knows any children with some sort of special needs, a routine is vital. Now we're coming to the end of the term, so we are. So which means it's extremely hard to try and find answers during the summertime, even though they're still the education board. But anybody knows who's dealt with education board, they're not very helpful at times, and you have to keep pestering them to try and get an answer out of them. Like we phoned up Friday, and all we got was, oh, you need to speak to such and such, and then we rang that person. Oh, you need to speak to that person. And then we rang that person, or you need to go back to the school and ring them. And it's just a big runaround. So it's very frustrating and it's very upsetting, not just for the child, but for the parents.
How old's your son?
He's 5.
So there's a 5-year-old little boy. What's his first name?
Noah.
So Noah has been assessed by all of the experts as he needs special needs education.
Yes.
And we can't give it to him in Northern Ireland.
Basically not, no.
So Noah is going to not get the start in life that he deserves?
No, they haven't even offered another placement, darling. They've just said he's been point-blank refused. Now, I was talking to...
Have they given an explanation?
Nope, nothing. Just a simple two lines saying, basically, in a nutshell, he's been unsuccessful.
Come on, who writes a letter telling
you
your son...
Well, this is what we were ringing up to try and get an answer for.
Which institution has written a letter telling you your son's been refused but not telling you why?
We live in Portdown, so that would be the Armagh direction, I would imagine. The Armagh.
Yeah, but who do you get the letter from? Is it from the education... Sorry, I don't know this. Is it from the education authority? Is it from the school?
The education authority. It's nothing to do with the school. It's the education authority. Now, I have...
So they write you a letter?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put my... from your perspective here... Or any parent, like it's a real kind of messing with your mind. This is it not?
Insofar
as experts tell you what your son needs, and the education authority you're telling me just writes to you saying, "No, you're not getting that."
Basically, yep.
And they don't tell you why, and they don't tell you what's going to happen next.
No, nothing.
Do you want us
Not a thing.
Do you want us to?
Well, I actually was going to contact you about it. Whenever I heard. I'm not too sure if I got the name right. Eamon, I think maybe I brought the subject first this morning, one of your callers, and I actually, my wife was with me, and I said, I'd love to phone in and see if Stephen would take up to see why there's no, this doesn't seem to any places. I don't understand why the country is the way it is. I mean, people are talking about abortion, they're pushing that through in emergency and all. That's the way people are going.
I'll go further than that, all right? You bet you will take it up, all right? I kind of say this to people now and again. All right, I've got the big car and the big house because you guys pay me for it. You guys pay for it. So you see, on behalf of your son Noah, and that's why I wanted to know his name.
Yeah,
we will absolutely fight.
We will
fight as much as we can to get your son answers.
I appreciate that. Well,
your parents answers, and I'll tell you when that fight begins. It begins right now. So
well,
I can't say what the right or wrong answer is in this because that's not my remit, but it's absolutely this show's remit until the day this team dies to get your son answers and
well,
you.
I appreciate
so
that.
So here's what we're going to do. There will be a team. There's a guy sitting in the office, in the old office right now. So he will, within the next few minutes, start making phone calls on behalf of you and your son. You know, why are you getting letters that don't explain to you why? Why are you getting letters that don't explain to you what you should do next? What is going to be the impact on your son if he doesn't get special needs education? How many other children who need special needs places are not being given them in Northern Ireland? And what are they going to do about it?
Well, you see, the thing is, I say, my son's Noah's teacher this morning was saying, did you hear any word about the school he's supposed to go on tonight? He says, but Edward just found out there on Friday. I says, but they gave us the runaround, basically, in a nutshell, over the phone. I says, and I went to my local MLA, I says, and they're on the case, so they haven't, as far as I know, they haven't heard any word back yet. But then she says, and the reason why I was asking, she says, because there's another wee fella in his class was supposed to go to the same school, but his parents got refused as well. So I was like, right? And she says, whether it's funding or there's no places. I says, well, to be honest with you, I don't really care if there's no places. It's their job to find places. So what is, I says, I mean, what do they want children like my son Noah and other children to do? What do you just keep them at home? Because, I mean, my son isn't fitting in the mainstream at the moment. He's found it very difficult.
What's his disability?
Well, they haven't officially diagnosed him with autism, but they reckon, they said he's too young to be saying that at the minute, but all the trades are there for it, everything. I mean, anybody that knows any children about autism, they'd say that's what they're.
And you have specialist reports saying your son needs special needs education, is that right? That's what the statement says.
At the minute they're saying it's a severe speech and language delay, but to me it's a lot more than that.
Severe speech and language delay, and
yeah.
Is that it? Are they giving any help for that?
Well, he has an assistant with him 3 hours a day. Now, that was another fight in the hand. Last year, the fight we had for Noah and for my daughter. Now, she is actually, she was bad enough that they actually had to push her through a quicker. They actually gave him an assistant 3 hours a day, which to me, we were pushing for an assistant with him all the time. But this the assistant has to be sort of, the school actually has to try and manage the hours around to get the best parts of the day.
Glenn, leave this with us, all right? We'll be in touch with you. We'll get the details. I want to also look at the situation for all children in Northern Ireland when they're given an assessment. And thank you for calling us today, okay? Well, there's real life for you. We hear within the last half hour, we hear from a little girl, an 11-year-old girl, pleading for a school place. And now we hear from that parent this morning. What's happening in our country? And, where are we going to be in a few years' time?